Now, viewers of Monday night's episode of Crime Call on RTE will have seen the brutal killing of Clare woman Emer O'Loughlin featured as part of the broadcast. 23-year-old Emer was violently killed near the Clare Galway border in 2005, with her remains found in the burnt-out mobile home of her neighbour John Griffin in April of that year. John Griffin was discovered 2 days later on the island of Inishmore, having barricaded himself inside Dunangus Fort. He was eventually persuaded by Gardaí to remove himself and then was brought to St Bridget's Hospital in Ballinasloe for medical attention. However, he left after 5 days, signing himself out of the hospital, and to this day has never been found. In 2010, the investigation made progress, and upon exhumation of Emer's body, it was confirmed that she had been murdered, but no one has ever been convicted. And joining me on the line now is Emer's sister, Pamela. Pamela, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Good
morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much for joining us. Are you welcoming the opportunity to have Emer's story and the circumstances surrounding her killing heard again, if it presents any opportunity to progress the case?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we welcome any opportunity to keep Emer's case in the limelight, so to speak, compared to other high-profile murder cases in Ireland of women. Hers is sort of fading into the background. It's a full-time sort of battle, keep her front and centre, and stopping her fading into obscurity and away from public attention. So yeah, I mean, it's any opportunity to do that, we welcome.
And while you're welcoming that opportunity, Pamela, is it still hard for you and your family to take part, even if there's a chance it can progress the case, to take part and potentially, I suppose, look, relive what Emer went through and going back over details? Or do you just view it as a necessary evil?
Yeah, it is. The physicality of it, you can be filming for a day or two, sort of dealing with the film crews and the sound and the all the people, the whole crowd of people that come with any sort of filming that's done like this. And also the fact that you're bringing up, Emer again, even though, we talk about Emer all the time, but actually sort of talking about it in a cold sort of way, it can be a bit tough. But, we're willing to do anything that keeps it, as I say, in the limelight and keeps Emer's case alive and keeps, sort of in the memory of people. It's for her memory, and it's also for trying to get some resolution on the case.
How hopeful are you that the Emer's case featuring on Crime Call could lead to a breakthrough?
I mean, we're always hopeful that something will come. What we're hoping now, with 19 years gone, that somebody who maybe before was a bit afraid to ring or concerned about ringing up, will feel that, after 19 years have gone by, there's no sign of the chief suspect anywhere, they'll have the courage to actually pick up the phone and make the call. The number was given out on Crime Call last night. It's anonymous. So, that's really what we're asking, is for people to look into their conscience. If they know where the chief suspect is, just give the guards a call. That's all we're asking for.
You previously called for a Garda investigation into her death. Are you still hopeful that will happen?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that will happen. I'm still working on that, and there definitely should be an investigation into the case. I mean, how it was initially handled, she was buried without a cause of death. The suspect's details were kept from the media. We were told not to talk to the media. When the media tried to find out the suspect's details, they were basically blank. We were treated with a degree of contempt by the guards earlier on in the investigation. Any questions that we asked, we were basically... Basically, we didn't get any. We like getting blood from a stone, and we were treated that, we should just stand back, be quiet, and let the guards get on with it. They know what they're doing. But, here we are 19 years later, and, I beg to differ. So, yeah, it's been very, very tough. It's been a very tough 19 years. It's been a battle, and it should not have been a battle. we should not have had to fight this hard to get some justice for our little sister. And, you know, yeah.
Is there a frustration or perhaps even anger with you and your family, Pamela, that the Gardaí may have had the tools at their disposal to make headway in discovering catching Emer's killer, but as you say, maybe mistakes were made in the case, and that didn't happen.
Yeah, you know, they could have used media. They made the media out to be, you know, all evil, basically, and, you know, we were not to speak to them under any circumstances. But if they had used the media in the very early days of the case, if they'd released his details, if they'd released his picture, you know, there's every chance that before he managed to completely disappear, that he could have been picked up. You know, he because, you know, the initial postmortem didn't show a cause of death. Her death wasn't being treated as a murder, but still her body was found in his mobile home, and that deserved questioning, at least. You know what I mean? If nothing else, but they seem to be very, very reluctant to release the details. And it was only several years afterwards that Interpol accidentally released a poster of him, that his picture was seen for the first time. And that kept us completely confused. We're getting no answers about why that was done. Absolutely no answers at all. But you can imagine the frustration of us as a family. We're sitting there, we're going, why is it... He almost been hidden, if you know what I mean. Why aren't they going all out to try and find him? So yeah, it's been very, very hard. I think they could have used the media, and even the media themselves have said that in a recent program we did for TG Cahir. You know, they said that if they had been given the information, they could have helped to try and find the guy.
Do you want a public acknowledgement that mistakes were made in the investigation of her death, and if your family received that, would it help in some significant way?
It would be just nice to get some acknowledgement that, yeah, that it wasn't the best work, shall we say, and it was certainly not a model on how to conduct a murder investigation, as far as I'm concerned. You know, we're here 19 years later, and I will say that the guards that we're dealing with now are a completely different breed to what we were dealing with back then. But still, you know, we're just to get some acknowledgement, yeah, that it wasn't done properly at first, that, you know, things could have been done better. That would make us feel a little bit like we were indicated in the pressure we were trying to put on in the early days of the case, you know, to see, trying to push it along, and we're hearing nothing back. No, the only time we would hear anything was if we chased the guards. We'd never get any feedback from them voluntarily. And, you know, I've had phones put down to me. I've been shouted at down the phone just for trying to inquire as to what was happening with my sister's case. So, yeah, I mean, you know, some acknowledgement that would go some way towards, you know, making us feel a little bit like we're acknowledged as a family of a murder victim, basically.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind me saying, Pamela, but I can sense the weariness and frustration from you. And what is life like being like? You know, since Emer's killing and not having those answers. Is it something that popped, you know, does she, or just the whole circumstances around her case, is it something that pops into your mind quite often? I mean, obviously, she was your sister, but at the same time, you have to live your life. But does that all does it cast a pall over everything as much as you try to get on with things?
Yeah, completely. You know, speaking personally, the last 19 years has been completely, my life has completely revolved around this case, to the detriment of my life, to be honest with you. So, yeah, it's absolutely all-encompassing. And then when you're also you know, as I say, coming up against barriers constantly and not having questions answered and sort of being dismissed, it just adds to the general frustration of it all. You know, and you sort of get bursts of energy with this, and then it just becomes too much, and you just have to back down because mentally, you know, you wouldn't be able to deal with it. But you know, I'm still here, 19 years later. I'm not going away. I'm still pushing for this. We'll still keep doing these programs. We'll still keep highlighting Nima's case, but some acknowledgement that things were not done that should have been done would, you know, that would be appreciated. Whether that will happen or not, I don't know, but I am working on that.
Well, I have to say, I admire your strength and determination to keep at it and hopefully find what Emer's killer and hopefully get justice, and hopefully someone's memory will be sparked by last night's programme, and maybe something they'd forgotten or didn't even know was relevant to the case will come to light. But Pamela O'Loughlin, thank you so much for joining us on Morning Focus.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.